the Lord bless you, heart dwellers, with a listening ear, a listening heart, and a seriousness about God that perhaps you've been missing. Today we came into a bit of a question or a conflict about certain things, and I didn't have the energy to really reply and work with the situation. And I want you all to know that witchcraft is just on the rise at the end of December. They're trying to set you up to feel like a failure as you go into the new year. Don't let them do it. You're not a failure. You're on the way. And there's roadblocks in the way, but they can be moved out of the way. And that's kind of what the Lord is talking about here. So I came to an impasse on something I wanted to explain to one of our precious members. And I said, please, Lord, I do not have it to contend and reason with my precious one. He answered me immediately and he said, nor do I. And I said, huh? He repeated himself, nor do I. I have taken him as far as he can go without laying down his own counsel, opinion, and conviction, things that he knows, This is invincible ignorance. And until he realizes that he's misleading himself and gets tired of his take on things, I can go no further. What good does it do you, my son, for me to fellowship with you when you are full of yourself? You already know, so you cannot be taught. You cannot learn. You were self-taught, self-sufficient, and self-convinced of your righteousness. Were I to strip you of these rags and you were able to see how you really appear before me, you would be devastated. My son, you have an answer for everything, an opinion about everything. And the worst opinion you have is that you are always right. I can do nothing more until you recognize your blindness, your nakedness, and sickness before me. How can I heal you when you don't even know how sick you really are? You have started to allow yourself to see, but you have no idea under the sun of just how wretched and corrupt your thinking is. When I speak through your covering, you already have a counter-argument. You already think you know better and are busy formulating your self-righteous answer and defense. Take, for instance, the witches that assail this place at night. Night after night, you already know it's a coyote or it's an animal passing through. You do not see the grouping that came here to undermine her and this work. You already know that it's just a stray dog or coyote. You were so self-convinced that you are rejecting your covering's words before they even leave her mouth. You are full of yourself and blind to what I am trying to reveal to you. Why should I visit you with great intimacy when you reject the intimacy and wisdom my bride offers to you? Your pride prevents me. It's just that simple. To the degree that you hold your covering at arm's length, to that degree do I hold you at arm's length. And I broke in here and I just said, Lord, I am weary, 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 so very weary. And he answered, so am I, beloved. I am carrying you, Claire, until the day that I take you to myself. Just understand the scope of invincible ignorance you were dealing with. Some souls will never learn until it's too late for them to change on this earth. And I said, oh Lord, I too am guilty, so very guilty. He answered and said, yes, you are. But the difference is that you recognize your poverty and are willing to recognize it anew every moment of every day. But some are so convinced of their own edifice of wisdom, they cannot even begin to recognize the error of their ways. And this is invincible ignorance that stops a soul from fulfilling their destiny. That is the tragedy. Jesus, I keep making excuses for my weaknesses when I should be cooperating with grace and overcoming them. Claire, I have great pity for you and wellsprings of mercy you cannot even fathom at this point in your life. If only souls would stop trying to be right all the time, how wonderful their lives would become, and I would have my way in their lives. so they could fulfill their destiny. It is a truth where a soul stopped questioning their own wisdom. There they die and cease to flourish. My people, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain by recognizing the errors of your own ways. There is infinite wisdom to be had for those who choose not to put the lid on their boxed-in reality and retire into smug self-righteousness. Infinite wisdom, infinite beauty, infinite possibility, so very infinite. And you will experience this in heaven, where there are no borders or barriers to knowledge, love, and beauty. Come, all of you who wish to grow in the knowledge of God, to expand beyond the chained reality of what you have learned in this life. Come to me with a heart eager to learn, even from a lowly beast of burden. Come to me if you want to experience life more abundantly, the realness of heaven and all that I've created. Come and drink freely from the fountain of my wisdom that covers the earth like oceans. Leave behind what you think you've learned and thought you knew. Come and enter into my reality of infinite goodness, infinite possibility, and an infinite abundance of life.